Hi, welcome to Explorations in Economic History. This is Explorations in Economic History and Thought Socialism, and today we're going to talk about Marx's utopianism. Of course, Marx argued that his socialism was scientific, not utopian, but what we'll talk about today is whether Marx had a utopian vision for the future in the sort of broad sense of the term. And whether Lenin also had the same vision, that'll kind of give us a framework for looking at what happened when Lenin did put into practice what he saw as Marx's ideas and theories. We're going to start out by looking at the Bolshevik vision. This is the vision that Lenin had and that was presented by the party in the early Soviet Union time period during war communism under Lenin. And then from there, we'll step back and look at Marx and put together the entire Marxist Bolshevik vision. In the early Soviet Union period, there was a book called The ABC of Communism that every school child had to read, and in it was said, "The communist way of production presupposes not production for the market, but for its own needs. Not every individual produces for himself, but the entire gigantic cooperative produces for all. Consequently, we do not have commodities, only products. These products will not be exchanged, nor will they be bought or sold." Notice it's talking about the future. This was a vision for the future, not what was said to already exist at the time. They will just go to joint warehouses and be given to those who need them. In such conditions, money will no longer be required. This was the ideal. This is what the Bolsheviks were working towards. And here I'll have to give you another long quote, but this one is from Marx, and it's quite famous, so bear with me. In a higher phase of communist society, and we have already discussed a bit about the lower phase and the higher phase, after the enslaving subordination of the individual to the division of labor, and therewith also the antithesis between mental and physical labor, has vanished, Adam Smith's division of labor gone, this is part of the utopian vision, after labor has become not only a means of life, but life's prime want, after the productive forces have also increased, with the all-round development of the individual, and all the springs of cooperative wealth flow more abundantly, so we're imagining here that everything is much more productive now that we've gotten rid of the division of labor, only then can the narrow horizon of bourgeois right be crossed in its entirety, and society inscribe upon its banners, from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. So note that as part of the utopian vision, bourgeois rights are crossed. We've gotten beyond bourgeois rights onto a higher value, which is from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs.